JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Lupus Foundation opens a new learning center, and later a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
Lupus refers to a number of diseases or conditions marked by inflammation of the skin. It affects Jamaicans of all ages, yet many persons have never heard of the disease. As part of efforts to increase awareness of this autoimmune disease, the Lupus Foundation of Jamaica has opened a new learning center and administrative office in New Kingston. The unit was officially opened on World Lupus Day, observed on May 10. Persons living with the disease may visit the facility, or anyone with a family member affected by lupus will be able to get information concerning the chronic condition.
We salute all those who have contributed to the growth and development of Lupus Foundation of Jamaica over the years and appeal for partnerships that will strengthen and promote expansion of the services that the foundation can offer in the future.
President of the foundation, Dr. Stacy Davis. The organization is continuously looking to create and foster relationships with persons and companies who will assist in the fight against lupus. The illness affects all races, socioeconomic sects, and age groups. 90% of those with the disease are women, and its onset often occurs between ages 16 and 36. Lupus is a chronic disease that can damage any part of the body. The most common symptoms are painful or swollen joints, muscle pain, unexplained fever, extreme fatigue, and kidney problems. A characteristic skin rash, commonly called the butterfly rash, may also appear across the nose and cheeks. For more information on the center or the foundation, call 754-8458 or visit the website at lupusfoundationjamaica.org. Vision 2030 Jamaica recognizes the need for every child to have access to education to the level that enables him or her entry to further education, training, and work. That's part of Goal 1, Outcome Number 2 of our National Development Plan. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
Children need your love and protection.
Protecting children is everybody's business. Let us see every child as our child. A timely reminder from the JIS for Child Month.
Love us. Don't abuse us.
For the 2014-15 financial year, the legal aid clinics and council completed over 7,000 consultations, 1,400 gun, circuit, resident magistrate and appeal court matters, as well as 2,900 duty council assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Time now for our Child Month tip. Encourage your children to become more involved in activities that foster a spirit of cooperation. These extracurricular activities help to build a strong self-esteem. That tip was brought to you by the Child Development Agency in association with the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, the Office of the Children's Registry is inviting students between 10 and 16 years old to apply to become child ambassadors for the period 2016 to 2018. Applications must be submitted by May 15. Download forms and get more information at ocr.gov.jm. And the Dover Seventh-day Adventist Church in St. Catherine will host a health fair on Sunday, May 15, on the church grounds beginning at 9 a.m. Doctors and volunteers will be on site to perform blood sugar, BMI, and blood pressure checks, as well as nutrition counseling. And that is where we end today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us next time when we'll highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.